changes to one man the death of a friend, to another, the birth of a child. Changes the shifting of soft winds of spring to a hurricane, deadly and wild. Changes the moving of the hourglass sands. It's the coming of dawn after dark. Changes taking one step at a time. The emotion in each person's heart. But change in the end will not change at all. The one constant in everyone's lives. Change is the light at the end of the tunnel. The healer. Who opens our eyes? Episode of Waking Up with Danny. It is August the 10th, 2015. Waking's 31st episode. Now I'm feeling thoughtful this morning, so a little opening song and opening poem. That was Change the Inevitable by Jake Harris. Delore has weakened to a tropical rainstorm, but will continue to endanger lives across eastern China through the first part of next week. Sodalore has been responsible for flooding, mudslides, pounding surf and high winds in Taiwan and China. According to the Associated Press, the number of dead or missing from Sodalore has climbed to 22, with more than 4 million homes without power. Five people died and 185 others were injured as a result of the typhoon in Taiwan. Among the dead are an 8-year-old girl and her mother, who were swept out to sea on Thursday. Well, we got 63 and partly cloudy in Seattle, Washington. San Francisco, the Frisco, is 61 with partly cloudy skies and wind. Los Angeles, California, is sunny at 63. Albuquerque is 70 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Denver, Colorado, is 57, thunderstorms. Omaha is 67 with partly cloudy skies. St. Louis is cloudy at 73. Chicago, Illinois, says thunderstorms at 70 degrees. Minneapolis, Minnesota, 66 with partly sunny skies. New York is sunshine and 72. Washington, D.C. is thunderstorms at 73. Atlanta, Georgia, rain at 77. Orlando and Miami, both hot. Orlando is 77 and Miami is 80, both with thunderstorms. New Orleans is partly cloudy at 81. Dallas, Texas is 83 with sunshines, and the San Antonios, home of the Texans, is 79 degrees and partly sunny skies.
News. Headlines and things, it's time for the news.
What does it all mean?
News.
Headlines around the world,
it's time for the news.
I'm waking up with Danny.
News.
Well, holiday of remembrance for Michael Brown Jr. quickly turned violent late Sunday when police shot a man they said opened fire on them in Ferguson, Missouri, close to where demonstrators gathered. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar said the suspect, who officials had not identified, is hospitaled in, quote, critical and unstable, end quote, condition. Belmar said the man, who he estimated to be about 20, was not part of a civil rights demonstration, which drew several hundred protesters to the streets of Ferguson Sunday evening. Instead, Belmar said the man was among a group of suspected looters who later got into a gun battle with another person and possibly others. While two assailants opened fire at the heavily protected U.S. consulate building in Istanbul, not Constantinople, on Monday, touching off a gunfight with police before fleeing the scene, one of the assailants, a woman, was later captured at a nearby building and hospitalized. Turkey's state-run Anadolu agency, quoting unnamed police sources, said she had been identified as a member of a banned leftist group. The Istanbul governor's office said police were searching for a second woman involved in the attack.
It's fourth and goal on the 1 yard line. The quarterback takes a snap from the center. He hands the ball to the running back. He takes it to the outside to try to find the goal. Will he score?
Football Hall of Famer Frank Gifford dies at 84 years old. From the football field to the broadcast booth, Frank Gifford was a star and a winner. An NFL championship in 1956 with the New York Giants, an Emmy Award in 1976 through 77 as television's, quote, outstanding sports personality, end quote, induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1977. Gifford is well known for serving as a buffer for fellow announcers Don Meredith and Howard Cosell on Monday Night Football, as well as for his versatility as a player. He died Sunday. He was 84.
The stock market, the Dow, the indexes, money that matters. Where are your investments today? Let's track your stocks.
Mutual funds.
Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway is buying Precision Cast Parts Corporation for about $32.36 billion. The announcement ended a weekend of speculation that a deal was in the works between the legendary investor and the maker of components for aircraft, power plants, and other industrial uses. Berkshire will pay $235 per share in cash for Precision Cast Parts' outstanding stock. The deal is valued at $37.2 billion, including debt. Precision Cast Parts will keep his name and continue to be based in Portland, Oregon.
Time for the quack.
Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. Dr. Seuss. And the word of the day is Saturnalia. Saturnalia, which means a time of unrestrained revelry. It's a noun. Some etymology from the Latin Saturnalia, returning to Saturn. In ancient Rome, Saturnalia was a festival organized in honor of the Roman god Saturn, who also gave his name to the planet Saturn. The earliest documented use was 1591. Also see Saturnine and Saturnian. Some usage. It's It's a sort of holiday, a Saturnalia, a time of license when restrictions on liberty can be cast aside. Alan Massey said this, rioters just want excitement and new trainers. The Scotsman from Edinburgh, Scotland, August 10th, 2011. And a bonus thought for this day. I like the pluralism of modernity. It doesn't threaten me or my faith. And if one's faith is dependent on being reinforced in every aspect of other people's lives, then it is a rather insecure faith, don't you think? Alan Sullivan said this. He was an author and editor. He was born on this day in 1963.
Today in history, a lot of things have happened.
Maybe a man flew to the moon.
Maybe a baby was saved by a baboon.
It's Today in History, August 10th, 2015. Today is National Duran Duran Appreciation Day. Today is also National Lazy Day. I'm in. Today is also National S'mores Day. National Spoil Your Dog Day. I like to call that Monday. Today is also the Smithsonian Day, Victory Day, and World Lion Day. Well, on this day in 1996, Bob Dole picks Jack Kemp as his Republican vice presidential running mate. In 1990, U.S. Magellan spacecraft lands on Venus. In 1986, Billy Martin Day, his uniform number one, was retired. In 1972, a 1 million kilogram heavy meteorite grazes the atmosphere above Canada. And in 1966, the first lunar orbiter was launched by the U.S.
Births!
Waking up with Danny, talking about life and death.
Well, in 1963, Andrew Sullivan was born. In 1960, Antonio Banderas was also born. In 1951, Rosanna Arquette said hello to the world. In 1940, Bobby Hatfield also was born. And in 1874, Herbert Hoover also was born. But people also met their maker on this day. 2008, Isaac Hayes dies in Memphis, Tennessee of a stroke, 65 years old. In 1995, Faye Honey Knopp, an activist, dies at 76. In 1988, Adela Rogers St. John, a journalist from The Free Soul and Honeycomb, dies at 94. In 1987, Clara Peller, an actress from Where's the Beef, dies at 86. In 1967, John Francis Lark Hay, a composer, dies at 83. 1905, Kinjinteli Bokero Ngawe, an East African prophet and rebel leader, was hanged and killed by the neck. In 1859, George Staunton, a writer, also died. And in 794, Fastrada, the third wife of French King Charles the Great, dies at 30 years old. And one more, a bonus death. In 955, Conrad the Red, the Duke of Lotharingen, dies in battle.
And you know you gotta learn something today. Make your life better. The more you know, the more you know. You'll make your life better. And you know you gotta learn something today. You make your life better. The more you know, you'll make your life better. Today I learned, you'll make your life better. Today I learned, you'll make your life better. Today I learned, the more you know, the more you know. Today I learned, I'm waking up with Danny.
Well, Well, today I learned that in 2004, a Mario game had a transgender playable character with a subplot about being accepted by her family. This was censored in the American version. Vivian is a major character in Paper Mario: The Thousand Year Door. Vivian originally worked as a member of the villainous Shadow Sirens alongside her sisters. Later, Vivian defects from the Shadow Sirens and joins Mario as his fifth party member. She is consistently put down by her oldest sister. Although she suffers from an inferiority complex throughout the events of the game, she learns to respect herself as she travels with Mario. In the original Japanese version of the game and some translations, Vivian is depicted as transgender, identifying as female, despite other characters asserting that she is male. But in the English version, she is simply portrayed as a female.
Every day is born a new hero. Sword. Will he live?
Hey.
Will he die? We don't know. We'll leave it in the hands of the story. Short stories on Waking Up with Danny. Short stories on Waking Up with Danny. Actually quite short in length. They're short stories on Waking Up with Danny. Not long but short the stories are. Not long but short the stories are. The hero fighting against the dark forces of the forest.
He stood upon the steps and looked out over the wind-chopped swells, marching their arc from the distant horizon to the nearby shore. The eternal ocean, he said aloud, though the wind whipped the sound away. Eternal, everlasting, never-ending. He wiped his hand across his brow. Unlike me. The sun glinted off the white caps, magnified as from a million mirrors. Though it blinded, he gazed into the glare, hoping with all his might that, as the reflections washed over him, the great ocean too was somehow looking upon him. "See me," he said. "Take that part of me you see and remember. Remember so I might be eternal too." He listened, yet the ocean gave no answer, save the constant thrush of breakers rolling across the beach. Soon a cloud extended its reach and blocked the sun, dissolving the glimmering reflections and breaking the spell they held over him. He turned his back upon the waters, eager to be away from this place. He leapt his way upward, clearing 3, sometimes 4 steps at a time. He overtook a little girl, and she stared awestruck, watching him crest the stairwell and disappear. "Mommy," she cried, "did you see that man? He jumped over all those steps." She tried to mimic his action, but was too small to make it over more than 1 step. Her mother took her hand, following after. The girl dreamed about the man who could leap over stairs, imagining that someday, maybe, she would be able to do so as well. That was The Eternal Ocean by M. Stanley Boobian. Yeah, and that's going to do it for this week's episode of Waking Up with Danny. Join me next week, August 17th. Waken's last episode for a while, taking a little hiatus. Return one day soon, though I'm not sure when. It's the nature of life, isn't it? One thing ends, another begins. When it's all said and done, I hope I will have contributed something positive to this world. It's my life's goal to leave behind something that people will love, bring them comfort. I'm just not convinced that it's this. So I'm gonna keep trying.